A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one whom Moses wrote about in the law and the prophets as well. He is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael replied, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said of him, "Here is an Israelite, a true one, in whom there is no guile." Nathanael asked Jesus, "How do you know me?" And Jesus said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered, "Master, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus replied, "You believe because I said, I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. Truly I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I heard a very lovely story about a young 7-year-old boy who, with his family, was burying the grandmother he really loved. The little boy, in his turn, knew he was deeply loved by his granny. Now, as they approached the grave and were about to lower the coffin into the ground, the adults all looked very sad, and many were crying. However, as the little boy looked on, he was seen to be gently waving a fond goodbye. On his face was a look of deep love and recognition, just as if he was simply saying, "Goodbye, Granny. I will see you soon." It would seem that what the child was seeing and experiencing was perhaps different from the grief of the adults. What we see depends on where we are standing. This little boy was standing in a secure place, knowing he was deeply loved by his granny, and not even death could take that away. Contemplation is seeing life with the eyes of God. It is about knowing that no matter what, we are seen and deeply loved by God. In today's gospel, Philip tells Nathanael they have found Jesus from Nazareth. When Nathanael replies, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip says, "Come and see. Come and see for yourself." Then, when Jesus sees Nathanael, he says, "Here is an Israelite, a true one, in whom there is no guile." Now, Nathanael's puzzled, and he wants to know how Jesus knows him. And Jesus simply says, "I saw you." Jesus saw him under the fig tree before Philip called him. Obviously, this is not just a cursory seeing. This is a seeing which knows the other. Can you imagine how it would feel to hear Jesus say to you, "I saw you at such and such a place"? "Yes, I saw you." Now, it's interesting to note that in the first chapter of John's Gospel, seeing seems to be the dominant motif. John the Baptist sees Jesus coming towards him and calls out, Ah, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And then he goes on to testify that he saw the Spirit come down upon Jesus like a dove from heaven. A little later, John is standing with two of the disciples, and he sees Jesus passing by. Jesus stops and asks them, "What are they looking for?" To which they reply, "Where do you live?" The response of Jesus is so beautiful and simple. "Come and see." Now the disciples went with Jesus, and they saw where he lived and spent the rest of that day with him. My guess is that once the disciples went with Jesus, it no longer really mattered where he lived. It was enough to be with him and to be seen by him. You see, we all have a longing to be seen, whether we are aware of it or not. I often think that children who are always giving trouble to parents or teachers, it's an indication that they are longing to be seen, to receive attention, to be noticed. And we long to be seen as we truly are, that is, to be truly known. When I was growing up, my mother would often have a little saying that she would speak at an opportune time. That's one of her ways of preaching. And one of these sayings was, "Never judge a book by its cover." Now this phrase would come out if one of us was passing an unkind comment about someone we had seen or thought we had seen. Then she would go on to say, "Remember, beauty. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Goodness is in the eye of the beholder." What a wise woman. She really did see Jesus as Jesus saw. So who do you see when you look at your children? Your community. Those you struggle to love. Those who are different. Who do you see? Do we see our world with the compassion of Jesus, the way he sees us? Or do we see and take no notice of those who are in need of being seen? In the words of the psalmist, "Let us taste and see the goodness of God." Have a good day seeing all the beauty in creation, seeing the essence of what is. God bless.